Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Yankees, who are in desperate need of a shortstop, who I understand have two $300 million contracts and Aaron Judge pending and a bunch of arbitration eligible guys there, they got to blow through this luxury tax too and sign Carlos Correa.
Okay, tell Hank Halsteinbrenner.
I am right now because we're on
yes,
the radio.
Yes, exactly. Tell him. Yell. I mean, screaming from
the
high.
For God's sakes, enough.
Screaming from the tops of the buildings.
You telling me Steve Cohen's going to come in here and take all the headlines?
Yep, that's what he's doing right now.
And you're just going to sit there idly on your
hands? I don't think he's going to sit there. I think they're going to take care of some business here in the next couple of days. Okay, I do believe that.
And what is that taking care of business? Rizzo and Angelton Simmons? Are they going to get it done for you?
I'm not a Yankee fan, but I do know that they need to keep Rizzo. That is.
But if you pick one out of the two, you're taking Correa. Come on. Correa's he's a game-changing player. I mean, Rizzo coming back is like, okay, nice, Rizzo came back. But you bring in Correa, I mean, this is a team that has underachieved year after year, and so far you've done Ugats to help the team out.
Well, when you say underachieve, you mean they haven't won a World Series.
I haven't even made it there. They've gotten worse every year.
Well, they basically get hurt in the beginning of the year. Brian Cashman makes trades, brings in guys from all over the place.
Brian Cashman sucks.
Stop it. And somehow they stay relevant throughout the entire season.
Yeah, okay, they stay relevant throughout the entire season.
And it's usually their pitching staff that is not good enough to get them to win. And then I know
they're going
to
put that in Monument Park, relevancy?
They either strike out or they hit home runs. I know. They don't have contact hitters.
Sure.
And they don't play small ball.
Yeah.
I get it all.
So now you want relevancy for the Yankees?
No, I mean, they have been relevant. They're always relevant. You know that.
And they got to be better than that. You go from ALCS to ALDS to then losing in a wild card game. I mean, the next step is out of the playoffs.
That's true.
They got to be better. They have to add. They have to get better players. They need to change this roster around. They have to change their mentality.
Everybody knows that they need a shortstop.
And so
everybody
far, they've
knows
done
that.
Nothing.
No, I know that.
Nothing at all.
They signed a former Met.
Yeah. Okay, great. Awesome. Right. But
I like Jonathan Villar.
All right, that's sure. Nice little
bench
player.
You didn't like him?
No, he's fine. Yeah, nice little bench player.
Solid bench player. You need a good bench player.
You need depth is what you need.
Right.
But you also need superstars.
You need pitching.
And you need pitching. And right now, Yankees have done nothing. So what are they going to do? They're going to wait till after the lockout and then see what happens?
Listen, I'm not in the Yankee meetings, but I guarantee you that they're going to be sitting idly by while all this is going on.
That's what they've done so far.
That's what you think they've done so far. Who knows what they're talking about behind closed doors and... they're checking in on people.
They're checking in.
We got a lot of checking in going on.
They checked in on Angelton Simmons. They checked in on him. I mean, that was, and then someone, I believe Brian Hoke of MLB Network, he quote tweeted that John Heyman checking in tweet and said, before you panic, they've also checked in on Baez. They've checked in on Correa. They've checked in on Seager. But there's only two guys left that are shortstops that would get the fan base excited. It's now Trevor Story and it's Correa. And
just remember, because of the state income tax situation in some states compared to New York, you have to pay a premium to get these guys to come here.
Okay, so Steve Cohen did it.
He did. He absolutely did, especially with Max Scherzer.
So the Yankees are
no longer... He made him an offer that he couldn't say no to.
Sure, of course. So that's what the Yankees need to do with Correa. They do. But they're afraid of the luxury tax.
Well, you also have to think about how long you want to give Correa a contract. He's going to want a 10-year deal.
I mean, the Yankees are not in on these guys anymore. They're just not. I mean, they were in on Gerrit Cole, for sure. But other than that, I mean, they weren't in on Machado. They weren't in on Harper. It doesn't seem like they're in on Correa. They're not in on these guys. They're not in on the top tier free agents anymore. They're bargain basement shopping.
Crap on themselves.
Yeah. I mean, this is, you thought that the season was bad. This offseason is shaping up to be even worse.
Right now, as we sit here.
So you think they're going to make a big splash?
I think that they still have, yes, they still have money to spend and they still have players that they need, yes. So
what were we saying at the end of the season when the Yankees got knocked out in that wild card game? What were we saying about them? Things got to change. Got to change your roster.
Can't win it the way they're trying to win it now, that's
like,
for sure.
If you want to fire Aaron Boone, you fire Aaron Boone, but that's not really the problem. The problem is you got to change this roster around.
You got to get more contact hitters in here.
Sure, absolutely. And you got to have more reliable pitching.
Right.
And what have they done?
Right now?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly. That's
a problem. Do you think that that's going to remain that way?
This is what I'm saying.
There's no way it's just going to remain this way. No way.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, when they do something,
yeah,
you will apologize to me.
Okay, I'll apologize to you.
I mean, I've been around here a long time. I've been doing this a long time.
I know you
You've been around this station a long time.
I understand.
You've worked for Yankee fans.
Yep.
I think, even though you're a Met fan, you understand who the Yankees are in the big picture of things around here.
I've just seen them the last several off seasons do stuff like sign
Garrett Cole.
Well, okay, they got Garrett Cole, but they've also, you know, they've signed Corey Kluber.
They brought back Aroldis Chapman after trading him away to get Gleyber Torres. They went out and they traded for Rizzo and Gallo. Now the Gallo thing was a disaster, but you know. Hal Steinbrenner said, you wait and see Gallo this year.
Yeah, watch him strike out 10 million times again.
He's a new player that they've added to the team. Now, I know he's not a free agent that they picked up in the offseason, but they traded for him, and he's going to be on the roster this coming year.
Yeah, I would be afraid if I were a Yankee fan, because I don't think that at this point, I don't know how much they're upgrading in the offseason, unless they're going to be going through the trade market somehow, because right now it's very quiet. Very, very quiet. Nick in Pompton Plains. What's going on, Nick?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Bear with me. It's kind of long-winded, but
great.
The Yankees have always seemed to have been out on any of these 8, 9, 10-year deals. Do you think they're waiting on to see what the CBA does, see if they're going to put a maximum years on contracts or if they're going to put a cap somehow and try to play at the back doorway like that?
Well, maybe. I mean, I don't think that you're going to see a cap on years. I mean, there's no way in hell that the Players Association is going to agree to that. One thing I would say that would make sense is that number, the luxury tax number in which you start getting penalized may go up, and that may help the Yankees. So maybe they're waiting on seeing how much more room they have. But there's not going to be a cap on years of contracts.
Just remember, the biggest thing that they fight over in the CBA is what is the number that we are sharing?
Sure.
What is the total revenue that we are sharing between the players and the owners? You know, the 51 to 49% split, whatever it is. What are we arguing over? And where is all this money coming from?
Yeah, and I think another big issue is for the players is getting to free agency quicker as opposed to having all those years on rookie deals and arbitration eligible and all of that nonsense. They're going to want some of that as well. They're going to want some give and take with that. But, you know, anytime you start talking salary cap or cap on this, the Players Association goes crazy.
No, I know that. They're not going to want a salary cap. But then again, the only thing I would say about a salary cap, if there's a salary cap, then there has to be a salary
floor.
And that salary floor then makes teams like Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay spend more money because they have to reach a certain number. Now, there's certain ways that you do that in different sports, and I guess I will weave in a hockey reference here because the Buffalo Sabres took on Johnny Boychuk's contract for LTIR so they could get to the salary floor.
Salary floor.
Right, I mean, which is a fugazi way of doing it because I think that's crap. I think you should end up, you know, having to pay more active players as opposed to the ones that are no longer playing.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you look at the haves and the have-nots in baseball, it's greater than any other sport by far because of the way that it is constructed. Now, it's a little bit better than it used to be because of the luxury tax and the revenue sharing, but it's still pretty, I mean, it's bad.
You know, at the end of the day,
it's always going to be like this. It's never going to change. And it's going to be really hard. I don't know how Max Scherzer sits at that union bargaining table.
and says things are bad.
Things are bad.
Right.
When he just signs a contract worth $43.3 million a year for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, and he's the highest paid player in the history of the game.
So if he does what he normally does, 30 starts, averages about 6 innings a start, that means he'll be making $240,740 per inning.
Yeah.
How about that?
So every time he goes on the mound, he's making $250,000.
Yeah. It's hard to fathom.
Right. So I don't know. Like, what are you bitching about if you're a player?
You fight for the younger guys, I think, is the argument.
Well, I mean, there's other things that you fight for that aren't as obvious, of course.
Right. I mean, you fight for the guys who are arbitration eligible, like a guy like Aaron Judge, who hasn't been able to hit free agency yet. You know,
you also fight for the minor leaguers and things of that nature, too. And
sure.
It's just, and because the net worth of these franchises have exploded.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the players have got to look. I said this back in 1987 as a player rep. Tom Brady said it this year, saying, guys, it's not just the numbers that are coming in each and every year. You got to look at the growth of the sport and how much these franchises have become worth. I mean, think about the Dodgers got to be worth like $6, $7 billion.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, the Mets are around $3 billion now. I can't even imagine what the Yankees are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.